The two-point conversion to Dickinson was good. Moving forward, Bad X goes three and out. And the second play of the drive for Cass City, Braden Perzanowski goes 59 yards for the score. The two-point conversion was no good. Bad X's next possession, quite a wild possession at that, finally got the ball, moved down the field. A tipped pass was caught by Mitch Kennedy, and he scampered the rest of the way into the end zone from 46 yards away. Two-point conversion on the Morneau run was good, 14-8, Cass City. The first quarter would eventually come to an end as Perzanowski scampers 39 yards, and the two-point conversion also by Perzanowski was good, 20-8, Cass City. In the second quarter, a 48-yard gain by Perzanowski would make it 28-8, Cass City, after a no-good two-point conversion. And a nine-minute drive, as Clark mentioned, ended up being a four-yard keeper by Morneau, and Morneau also kept the two-point conversion, making it 28-16 in favor of Cass City at the half.
Thank you, Dave, for that. Going through the individual and offensive stats for Cass City first here. They have 176 yards rushing off of 21 plays and 39 yards off of one play in passing, for a total of 215 yards of offense and 22 plays. You throw in the special teams, four plays of 45 yards, and you get 260 yards altogether off of 26 plays. No penalties on offense for the Cass City Redhawks, except for the last one, an offsides at the last minute. As far as rushing goes, Scott Cruthwell with three carries for 7 yards. Braden Perzanowski, obviously doing a majority of the work. 12 carries for 155 yards and 3 touchdowns of the 4 for Cass City. A 59-yard score, an 8-yard, and a 48-yard. Some big runs from Perzanowski. Drew Field, he's 5 for 14 yards and 1 touchdown. Dakota Hartle, great quarterback rating, 1 for 1 for 39 yards. And that was brought in, excuse me, actually he's 1 for 1, and that went into Curtis Dickinson for 39 yards. And then special teams, of course, Dickinson doing a majority of it, three returns for 45 yards, and Drew Field 1 for no yards. And the penalty was only against Curtis Dickinson, actually have 3 for 30 yards. We need to fix that. Defensively for Cass City, Shane Rasmussen has 3 tackles, Cuthrell with 1, Stern with 1, Perzanowski with 2, Drew Field with 4, Eric Churchill with 1, Jacob Perry, 7 tackles so far in the first half, Collins, number 70, with 1, Sam Boots with 1, Dickinson and Montel as well. Montai has 1 tackle for a loss for 6 yards, and Jacob Perry, 2 tackles for a loss for negative 3 yards. Number 71, Sam Boots, gets credited with 1 sack for negative 5 yards. Drew Field and Shane Rasmussen both have tipped passes. Forced fumbles by Jacob Perry and Eric Churchill, 1 apiece. Jacob Perry recovered a fumble. And then penalties, no penalties for the Cass City defense. 23 tackles overall, 3 tackles for a loss, 1 sack, 2 forced fumbles, 1 recovered fumble. Some impressive stats there for Cass City.
Yeah, Cass City doing a nice job leading the way on defense. You can't go and overlook what Perry's doing on defense. Obviously, 7 tackles, that's a pretty decent number for a game, let alone 1 half. He's leading the way. And then Perzanowski pretty much single-handedly doing the work for Cass City on offense.
As far as Bad X goes, 17 plays for rushing on 48 yards, 13 plays passing for 103 yards out of the spread. For 151 yards of offense off of 30 plays, you throw in the special teams for 50 yards off of 5 returns, for a total of 201 yards off of 35 plays, 2 penalties for 12 yards as well. Individually, offensively for Bad X, Bailey Heinz, 1 carry for 11 yards. Tyler Labor, 2 carries for negative 3. Mitch Kennedy, 3 carries for negative 6 yards. And Morneau, the quarterback on the keeper, 11 times for 46 yards. And that's really been the difference maker so far for Bad X, being able to break it up off of the passing with the keeper right through the middle.
Well, like we talked with Cass City and Perzanowski carrying the load, Morneau, the sophomore, doing all the work here on offense for Bad X. He's got 46 yards and a rushing touchdown for Bad X, leading the way. We're about to get to the passing statistics here. Morneau 10 for 13 to start this first half, 103 yards through the air. And he also has that 40-some yard touchdown pass to Kennedy. Morneau, statistically, doing a heck of a job here at quarterback for the Hatchets.
And into the receiving, like Dave said, he's 10 for 13 for 103 yards and a touchdown. That 46-yard throw on a tip, and then Kennedy brought it in for the score. Bailey Hines, 4 for 4 for 20 yards. Tyler Labor, 4 for 6 for 33. Kennedy, 1 for 1 for 46 and a touchdown. And Joe Amon, 1 for 2 for 4 yards. Special teams returning would be Gray for 16 yards on one return. Hines, 2 returns for 28. Geiger, 1 for 4. And that is when all said and done. And then Morneau punting is 2 punts for 63 yards altogether. And then 2 penalties on offense for Bad Axe. On defense, Bad Axe has 18 tackles overall, 2 for a loss. As the Bad Axe Vanguard just coming off the field here. 2 tackles for a loss for negative 11 yards. Hines with 2 tackles, Labor with 2 tackles, Kennedy with 2 tackles, Crotchin with 3, Stoken with 2, Taylor with 1, Joe Amon with 3, and Wischlager with 2, and Morneau for 1. Really spread out tackles as far as Bad Axe's defense.
And that's not a bad thing. That means everybody's contributing on defense. Everyone is trying to swarm tackle the ball, so there's nothing wrong with that. Just Cass City with Perry, what he's doing. He's getting to the ball carriers first. But no problem with that for me on Bad Axe. Everybody getting to the ball and everybody getting in on the tackles.
Tackles for a loss, 2 of them. Wischlager with 1 for negative 2 yards and Stoken for negative 9. And then 2 penalties for 30 yards on the Bad Axe defense. So there's your stats at halftime. According to WLAW Sports Director of Sports Information, Doug Colney is doing a spectacular job as usual. 4:30 left in the halftime here. It's Cass City 28, Cass City 28, Bad Axe 16. You're tuned to WLAW Sports. We'll bank with second half action right after this. Fellow citizens, do you know the American way? No, it's not baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's to sue. Never work another day in your life and make someone else as miserable for the rest of their life. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, as a fellow American, I am not proud of this fact, but have a plan of action. Prepare yourself from this unpatriotic exercise and have the proper coverage with a true American, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Protect your future. I'm Clark Ramsey, and I approve this message.
Summer vacations are all but over, but the hot savings for your next new vehicle continues here at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Hi, Bill Jackson here to remind you that you need to hurry in because our dwindling supply of 2013 Chrysler Town & Countries still have tremendous rebates on them. Stop in. Remember, we are the minivan capital of the thumb. Pickup truck buyers, we have the largest selection of F-Series trucks in the three-county area with rebates and discounts up to $10,000. So hurry in. The savings continue right here at Moore Motor Sales, M81, just west of Cairo.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and services. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mountain boar, sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Find multi game feeders, trail cameras by multi, and cutback tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Mark your calendars for Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, September 28th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. Special one-day only open house pricing, that's Saturday, September 28th. Get into the action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus, and when you